In defence of Tim Oliver, he came to George Abbott's school, James. There was a public meeting. There was a lot of local anger about the scheme, primarily because people just felt they hadn't been consulted. The signs just went up. The road's going to be shut for 5 months. That's what really got people's hackles up.
Yes, it did. But they now have been consulted and they've given their view. And you had Fiona Davison on earlier talking about this five-month closure. That is old news. That was the news a year ago. That has been designed out and everybody knows it. But people like Fiona Davison are continuing to talk about it. There will be no daytime closures of the London Road and there will only be limited nighttime closures where that's necessary.
Tim Oliver says they've listened. They're going to come back with revised plans. What would your response to that be?
Well, I'd like to know exactly who Tim Oliver has listened to. He mentioned a resident survey. To call it a resident survey is misleading. It was a survey put together by one or two of the group who are very opposed to this scheme for their own reasons. Now, the survey that they put out, they were advised not to put out. They put it in front of an employee of a polling agency who said, you can't put that out, it's much too biased. That particular person has gone public on this, and they said that they actually offered and did rewrite the survey. The rewrite was ignored, and the people against this scheme, LRAG, the London Road Action Group, a couple of them, put it out anyway. It was so biased, it would only ever get one result. And it's rather strange that Tim Oliver quotes that as a resident survey when he knows it's invalid. It's so invalid that the guy that put it together put a big paragraph disclaiming its accuracy at the bottom of it. It should be discounted totally.
For those people who don't know this particular stretch of road going into Guildford, you're clearly a very keen cyclist. How important is it, in your opinion, that this does eventually happen? And what will it mean for people who cycle in this particular part of town?
Well, I'm not a keen cyclist. I just live 2 miles away from Guildford Town Centre on a flat route, and I'd like to cycle safely there. I'd like not to have to drive and add to the congestion around here. It's almost 9:30 here. We can hear the traffic going by. Tim Oliver is going to sanction the building of 1,700 houses.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
Well, we do. Within 1/2 mile of here, and it's only going to add to this problem. We need to do something to really try and get in there and solve it. And Tim is trying to kick this into the long grass. Some of us who want this scheme are going to kick the ball right back at his feet, and we're going to hold his feet to the fire. Many of the reasons he's given for cancelling bits and further investigating are invalid. You probably don't have time to listen.
James, thank you very much indeed for joining us. So there we are, some very strong views there in terms of this scheme. And, well, this is a story that's going to run and run, James.
Appreciate that. Adrian Harms out for us in Burfram today.